Tuesday, 13th of May, Kof Gimel Laoma, Rabbi Yonas and Rudin, The Limits of Bein Adam Lechaveiro.
Good morning, Rabbi Tai. Please don't be intimidated by these sheets. You're not going to be using the whole thing before me, don't worry. Famous pasuk in the Torah, Lesika v'lesita v'nei amecha v'ahavta l'recha kamecha ani Hashem. Pasuk we all know very, very well. Read it a couple of weeks ago. Very apt. For Sfiras HaOmer, Rashi brings the famous Teref Kahanim. Amar Rabbi Akiva Zekal Gadol BaTorah. We know during this trip of Sfiras HaOmer, the reason why we take on the mikvah in Hagi Avelus, the reason why there are certain simchas we don't participate in, we don't have, is out of mourning for the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva who passed away during Sfiras HaOmer. The Pnei Shel Nagu Kovet Zeh Bazeh. Because they were presumably somewhat remiss in their fulfillment of this mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamecha. So I think it's very appropriate, a couple of weeks after Parashat Kedoshim, and in the middle of Sefer HaOmer, to discuss somewhat the halachic definition of the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamecha. The reason for that is very important. There is no one sif in Shulchan Aruch that has Hilchos V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamecha. As a result of that, unfortunately, many people think that V'ahavta l'recha kamecha is mechayev in things that they can't do. It's mechayev and it obligates them to be somewhat of a tzaddik, somewhat of a malach, constantly giving, 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 without being able to stop. And therefore, since it's impossible to do, people won't do it. It's one of those things, one of those nice, cute things we tell children, V'ahavta l'recha kamecha might get a sticker or a badge. When it comes to adults, we know how to keep Shabbos, either from Hergel, or if we have a Shaila in Hilchos Shabbos, we can look it up in the Shavura, we can look it up in the Shemira Shabbos. We now have to put on Tefillin, we can look it up. There are halachas detailed, b'kol makom v'makom, in every single place. When it comes to V'ahavta l'recha kamecha, because for whatever reason the Mechaber didn't give a sif to it in the Shulchan Aruch, and the halachas are dotted around Shach and Poskim, people have this concept that it's not doable. That's one of the reasons why we have halacha, is to make things doable. So that's one of the lumad al manaslasos, one of the benefits of learning the sugya through, is to find out when am I chayav in bein adam lechaveiro, when am I chayav, what does it obligate me in, and what does it not obligate me in. Let's go slowly through. The Rambam number 2, the Rambam of the Sefer Mishnah, gives a definition of avos reim, of loving our fellow men. Fellow Jew. Who should tzivanu lehak tzaseinu es tzaseinu? We shall love each other, the extremes of the Jewish people, from one into the other. Ka'ashe na'avas atzmenu, as we love ourselves. V'shetia avasa v'chemrasa la'echal la'achev, and you shall love and have compassion on his brother. Ka'avasa v'chemrasa la'atzma. Love and compassion for his brother like he has love and compassion for himself. V'mamayna u'begufa. With money and with spirit and with body. If he wants it, I want it for him. Anything that I would want for myself, I would want for him. This is page 2, sorry, please turn the pages. Apologies. The Rambam says something very interesting. If you look at the Rambam seems to imply that it doesn't actually obligate me to do anything. It obligates me to want. Whatever I would want for myself, I should want for him. Or whatever he wants, I should want it for him. Doesn't seem to imply I have to care for him, I have to love him, I have to have compassion for him. This is the Rambam over here, in case anyone's having difficulty finding it. This is one other. Okay, this is the reverse of the first page. Source number 2. For example, according to the Rambam, if you're sitting on a bus and you see a Jew running for the bus, if you want him to catch the bus, you are makayim a mitzvah d'oraisa v'ahavta l'recha kamecha. Okay? And if, for example, the door slam the guy's face, right, and you get some sweet kind of sick pleasure from seeing the guy miss his bus, bichol asei d'oraisa v'ahavta l'recha kamecha. Okay? According to the Rambam, at least in this makar, It is a mitzvah that one is makai and one fulfills purely in one's mind alone, one's what, with one's attitude and mindset. Whatever he wants, I should want for him. Whatever I want for myself, I should want the best for him too. So let's just move on a little bit more. The Rambam in the Mishneh Torah, source number 3. Mitzvah kol adam le'achav kol echad ve'echad nisar kegufa. There is a mitzvah on each one of us. Boston number 3. To love each and every Jew as we love ourselves. As it says, v'ahavta le'echa kamocha. Therefore, now the Rambam actually tells us to do something. Tzarech l'safer b'shvacha. You have to say nice things about him. V'lachusal mamono. And take care of his money. Kashu chasal mamon atzmo. V'roitza b'chloid atzmo. So if you're in a situation where you have the ability, hey, mamon chavecha chaviv alecha k'shalcha, take care of a person's money as well, then you're obligated to do so. Just like I'm cautious with my own money, I have to be cautious with his money or property as well. That's the key of Ahav Terecha Kamecha. V'amiskabed b'kloin chaveiro, ein l'chelek l'olam haba. Very interesting. The Rambam brings the chazal of someone who gets covered from someone else's embarrassment or disgrace is ein l'chelek l'olam haba. Presumably, the reason why the Rambam puts this here is because it's a bittul asei d'oraisa of Ahav Terecha Kamecha, otherwise he should have stuck it somewhere else. Okay, I think it's a pretty straightforward diak in the Rambam. Miskamed b'kloin chaveiro is so serious, it's ein l'chel l'olam haba. But as we see, as we're trying to build up a picture here, that according to the Rambam minimally, it's basically a mitzvah going on inside your mind and your attitude, then the bittul asei d'oraisa is for you to get covered from someone else's disgrace. That's kind of the Rambam. Let's have a brief look at the Sefer HaKhanuch. The Sefer HaKhanuch does something very important here. He actually explains what Rabbi Akiva meant by Zekal Gavul Bater. That's the beginning of this next page. So it's a phrase that we know very often. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Zekal Gavul Bater. What actually does it mean that Va'ahavta L'Recha Kamecha is a Klal Gavul Bater? I mean, Anechi Hashem Elokecha should also be a Klal Gavul Bater. There are many things that should be a Klal Gavul Bater. What specifically did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said that? Okay, we're also going to get, in a few minutes, we're going to get to Hillel, Be'ezus Hashem, with the ger that was standing on one foot, who also said something similar, yet actually quite distinct. Says the Sefer HaChinuch number 4 at the top of the page, Le'ahayv kol echa misa avat nefesh. We have to love, a heartfelt love for every Jew. Kolim ha'shenachem alo yisol v'al mamona, we should have compassion for a Jew and for his money. K'ma adam chayim alo atzmi, like you have care and compassion for yourself and for your own money. Shnei ma v'ahavta l'recha kamecha. V'amr chazal mit gemara about Hillel, the last sani lachavach l'savi, do not do to others that you would not like done to yourself. We'll discuss that in a moment. Amr Rabbi Akiva zikal gavul batera. What does that mean? Shahar the mitzvah shabatera tluyin b'kach. There are many mitzvahs in the Torah that are actually dependent on v'ahav t'derecha kamecha. Shaha'oyhev chaver k'nafshu. If someone has a serious love for somebody else, lo yignav mamona, you're not going to steal from him, v'lo yinav es ishto, there will be no adultery, below your never mama, and you will not cheat him in business, below the bond, you will not oppress him verbally, below your yathik bullet, there will be no unfair competition, below your yathik lebeshim tzad. All mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveiro are in some way dependent on this overarching principle of Ahav T'Recha Kamecha. So when Rabbi Akiva says, Zukav Gavul Batera, and then many, many, many mitzvahs are actually dependent on us having this attitude and mindset. Because the famous idea in the Sefer HaChinuch and in Torah thought as a whole, is the actions or functions of mindset. Now if a person has a certain mindset, person's got his deus in the correct place, then his actions will follow. So of course the Torah is mitzvah mindset, exactly such as v'ahav t'derecha kamocha, and as a result of us getting that mindset clear, those actions that the Torah is also commanding or telling us to avoid will hopefully follow. The Torah can get the principle straight, and then the actions will follow. That's what it means by Kol Gavul Batera. The Sefer HaChinuch carries on like the Rambam, and there are many things. Shinhog Adam im Chaver in the second paragraph, Kamoshis Nagim Atzmo, Lishma Mamono, Lahasim Mimenu Kol Nezek, similar kind of idea. First problem is raised by the Ramban, however, in the next source, number 5. The Ramban asks, the time of Ahavta L'Recha Kamecha and this mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamecha, how flogged, it's astonishing. It is not possible, what says the Ramban, for you to love somebody else as you love yourself. It's obvious that a person, the things that we care about for ourselves and things that we do for ourselves, we do not do, nor, says the Ramban, are we mechuyev to do for somebody else. The effort and the expense that a person goes into bringing up one's own children, he is not mechuyev to do for somebody else's children unless it's begeder tzedakah. But even then, that's not mechuyev to do everything for those people's children. Okay, so the first point is A, psychologically, and B, halachically, seems to be that I'm not mechuyev, nor am I able to love someone on the level that I really love myself. That's the Ramban's question. If so, why is the Torah phrasing it that way? But I chikva bara be a keeper for limit chayachakod, and your life comes first as one flask of water. Well, the hafter chayachakamurcha. What do you mean? I either share it or give it to the guy. No, chayachakod. So let's have a look a little bit down the page. The yitache in Barba in the next paragraph, in slightly bold line. Barba shlo amar va hafter esreachakamurcha. He makes a diuk. The hishver is something minas lureyacha, like with the ger v'hafter lechamecha. Shiyeh perusha. The rule is lahashus avashneim b'daita. Again, the same concept. You should love this. The love should be together, you equal, so to speak, in one's mind. Kipami mavim shav adam esra eyu b'dvarim yiduim. There are times when you will love your friend in certain things. Leitiva ba'osha v'lo b'chokmah kiyitzvaza. Then yeah, I will recall, we'll just translate this in a moment. Yachpat shiyit kareha ha'av lo ba'osha v'nachosim v'kavad v'dans v'chach v'leishi yishva alav. It's not possible you'll want the person to do exactly the same as you. But yeah, chavit sviv lo'elam shiyit hu yosim v'nim v'kavad v'kavad. You still want yourself to have more than them. The Torah is coming along to say, v'yitzava ha'chosav shiyit pechisus ha'kina v'yit v'libos. You should not want more for yourself than you want for other people. That's the mitzvah here. Don't want more for somebody else. Don't want more for yourself than you would want for somebody else. Aval yehav beribes hatova lachaver kasher adam oisel lenafsho v'leitin shurim ba'ava. So don't put limits on the love. At least want it. The similar idea. At least want it for somebody else. Even if you can't, never. I want to give you everything. I might be honest because I have limited resources and I can't. But at least I want each and every Jew that I come into contact with to have the best. And again, we said the reason why the Ramban has to come up with that chat is because it's not possible to say you actually have to do it. I certainly want it for everybody else, but it's not possible for me to give everybody else that which I provide for myself. Nor should I. On the basis of that kasha, let's try and understand the Gemara in Shabbos. Famous Gemara, Shuv Ma'asa Benochri Echad, Shabbat Lifnei Shammai. This prospective guy came in front of Shammai, Amar Leih, Gairaini, Al Menashe Tol Medeni Kol HaTorah. Very interesting. He comes to Shammai and tries to call the shot. Convert me to Yiddishkeit on condition that you'll teach me all of Torah, as we know, Kashani Omed Al Regal Achas, whilst I stand on one foot. Dachfo V'Amas Habinyan Shabiyavu. Shammai pushed him away with the builder's yardstick that he had in his hand. Just interestingly enough, question is, why was Shammai, who is a Talmud Chacham, holding a builder's yardstick? Okay, it's really for another time, but just as an aside, the idea of Shammai is that he's a Talmud of Shmaya, as in Shmaya and Atan, he's the Bechinah of Shammai. He always sees things in their perfect state. Therefore, that's why according to Shammai, you start with 8 candles and you go down to 1. You see things in their perfect state, and then you go down to the human weaknesses. That's why he says Shammai was Nivra Tchila. Right, Shammai was created first. Hillel says, Beit Hillel says that Oretz was Nivra Tchila. That's why also Beis Shammai hold Noach Lo Adam Shaloi Nivra. Better we shouldn't have been created. Easier we shouldn't have been created. Okay, and that's why he was constantly also with Shabbos. He was constantly eating the Shabbos, which is fine food for Shabbos, and then he didn't say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, fine food for Shabbos. Then eat it the next day and find something better. Always drawing source from the end point, which is Shabbos. You see, Shammai is this Bechina of Shammayim. Okay, and things have to measure up. Okay, if things don't measure up, they're no good. That's Shammai's Hashkafat Achayim, if you like. That's the way the Shla explains it. That's why he was holding an Amas Habinyan, because everything for Shammai has to measure up. Okay, that's just an interesting vort on that Gemara. Nonetheless, Achlele in Yanenu. So Shammai kicked him out. Bar Lifnei Hillel, he came in front of Hillel, Gairi. Hillel converted him on the spot. Omar Lo is saying to him, Da'alach Sani Lachavach Lo Sabbat. That which is detestable, that which is hateful to you, do not do that to your friend. Zei Kala Tera Kula. That is the entire Tera. The Idich Perisha, everything else is commentary on that. Nugamah, now you can go and learn the rest. Obvious Kasha is, why did Hillel flip Pshat and the Pasuk to the negative? See what's going on here. If you want to say, this is my Shav Kasha, I'll be the prince of it bad, so I'll explain it outside. If you want to say that the lingua franca at the time, if you say the spoken language at the time was Aramaic, fine. Then all Hillel should have done was right? He should have translated it into pure and simple Aramaic, love your neighbor as yourself. Why did he give an interpretive explanation of Da'alach Sani Lachavrach Lo'savit? Do not do to others that which you do not like done to yourself, is not a straight translation of Ahav to Lo'acha Kamecha. In fact, interestingly enough, if you look up on that pasuk Targum Unkelus, you'll see Targum Unkelus gives a straight translation into Aramaic, Utarachim Lachavrach Kavasach. Targum Yonason, however, says Pshat in the pasuk is the Alach Sani Lachavrach Lo'savit. Okay, Hillel and Yonason and Ziel are learning same Pshat in the pasuk. Pshat in the pasuk of Ahav to Lo'acha Kamecha, according to Hillel, what is the Torah mitzvah me when it says Vahav to Lo'acha Kamecha? Hillel says, I'll come along and I'll tell you exactly what it is. When the Torah says love your neighbor yourself, what the Torah meant was, do not do to others like you would not like done to yourself. One thing's for sure, that's certainly doable. If we take the Ramban's Kasha on board, that it is not possible to love your neighbor as yourself, then the Kiyam HaMitzvah must be in the negative. Do not do to others like you wouldn't like done to yourself. Now that's doable. You'll ask me a Kasha then. A Kasha on the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Why is he writing that? You should have written in the Torah, Da'alach Sani Lachavrach Lo'savit. Don't do to others like you wouldn't like done to yourself. Why did Hashem write in the Torah, Ba'ahav to Lo'acha Kamecha? The answer is poshut. And the answer is poshut because remember, the Torah has to be mitzvah as a mindset. The Torah is mitzvah as a mindset of, I want the best for every single Jew. Never I might not be able to give them everything because of my limited resources, but I certainly want them to have it. So they're the first thing the Torah is, and that's certainly doable as well. The Torah is commanding me a mindset, and in terms of the Kiyam HaMitzvah, the Gemara and the Maharshah explains Al Pi Targum Yonason. They turned it into a mitzvah. I agree it's a chiddush, but you've certainly again answered the Rabban's kasha of now it's doable again, and of course it's axiomatic in Torah. The Torah can't be mitzvah. The Torah can't command me to do something that I cannot do. Let's move on a little bit more. Because the Torah also wanted to command you in the mindset of loving him. It's not just enough to avoid contact with him, not do hateful things to him. The Torah wants me to have the mindset of I want to give him everything. Now, move on to something very, very interesting. The page is next page one Gimel, and it starts Mitzvah Asay Shel Devarim, famous Rambam in Hilchos Avos. Mitzvah Asay Shel Devarim Levak Yecholim. Nacham Avelim is a mitzvah midrabbanan of the Kecholim, Nicham Avelim. To be Malava Orchim, to be involved in the Kvura, to do Hesped, to Simchot Chasim Vakala, to the Sadim Chol Tarchim. These are Gemilas Chasadim Shabaguf, says the Rambam, that there's no limit to it. We say the mission every morning. That's all these mitzvahs. Asal Pete, says the Rambam, something amazing. Asal Pete, Shakol Mitzvah Taylor Midivrehem. So when a person goes to a levaya, or goes and visits a chayla in a hospital or whatever, not only is he mekayim a mitzvah asay midrabbanon of going to visit the sick or burying the dead, but he is also mekayim a mitzvah asay that arises of a hafterach kamocha. Understandable, of course, because zaklal gadol batera means it's an overarching principle. Everything you would like someone else to do for you, many of us would like people to come and visit us, therefore we should do that for somebody else as well. Problem is, it gets a little bit complicated. because there's another mitzvah in the Torah which is halakhically identical to a v'ahavta l'rayecha kamecha. There's the Gemara, Gemara in source number 9, which is Gemara in Sotah. V'amar atchama b'rabi chanina mai dichsev, what does it mean when it says after Hashem rakef atelchi, you should walk after Hashem? Can you really walk after the Shechina? It's a eish eichla, it's a consuming fire. Ela l'halechacha midoitza shul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah of after Hashem rakef atelchi is to be like Hashem. Just agav, very important idea. Avram Avinu, Pasha Sayera, sitting in the tent, speaking to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, right, probably, presumably, the ultimate in human experience is having that direct connection to Rebbeinu Shleilam of Nevuah or Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina. Come along three wayfarers, Ov the Avodah Zarah, worshipping the dust of their feet, the Maharal explains that's the lowest of the low, lowest part of the body, lowest part of the Briah. Comes along, puts the Rebbeinu Shleilam on call waiting, comes along, makes a huge Suda for these people. Obvious Kasha. What chance? So it is obvious, because in Torah we say greater than speaking to Hashem is being like Hashem. Rebbeinu Shleilam created us to be God-like. And how do we become God-like? Says the Gemara. Ala l'halech acha midoistav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma hu ma b'sharumim. Just like Hashem clothes David Machaba, apata ha b'sharumim. You also should clothe the naked. Just like Hashem was mevakeh chaylim with Avram, you should also be mevakeh chaylim. Just like Hashem does nicham aveilim, you should also do nicham aveilim. Just like Hashem does kfiras hameis, you should also do kfiras hameis. Question is, okay, if we look, this is how the Rambam brings it to number 11, mitzvah in the Sefer mitzvah. Who should tzivani lehidamas be yisrael? We've got a mitzvah to be like Hashem. V'omri v'halach sabedrachav. And it also says lechus v'chol drachav. Just like Hashem is chanan, you should be chanan. Just like Hashem is Rachem, you should be Rachem. Just like Hashem is a Chassid, you should be a Chassid. Kvan nechpal da inyan, it says, Zachar Hashem lakecha l'telchu, you should be like Hashem, with the midas, ktoivas, midas nechpadas, that Hashem is described, we should also do that too. Seems to be, that it's mechayavah, exactly the same thing. If so, what is the difference between v'ahavta l'rayecha kamecha and v'ahavta l'rayecha? Why would the Torah be telling me two different things? Two different mitzvahs telling me to do the same thing. Normally one mitzvah is enough to tell us to do something. Interesting kasha. Give a couple of potential explanations. Potential explanation number one is that it depends on your kavana when you're doing the mitzvah. I can be doing the same mitzvah, and because mitzvah tzrichas kavana, especially on Daraisa, because mitzvah tzrichas kavana, the mitzvah that I will depend on what I'm thinking when I do it. So for example, if I go and visit someone in hospital, because I honestly care about him, I am mekayim v'ahavta l'rayecha kamecha, and the drabbanon of bikur chaylim. If I'm doing it to be more godlike, to be more like Hashem, then I'm mekayim v'ahalachta b'drachav and bikur chaylim. If I think both things, then I'm mekayim both mitzvahs. Taking it a stage further, the attitude that the Torah is commanding us in Avas Reim is to really care about this person, and the attitude that, or the avodah that the Torah is mechayev me in v'halachta b'drachav is tikkun hamidos, a mitzvah that arises of tikkun hamidos to become a better person. Very, very interesting. And come down from here is something astonishing. What if a person goes to visit someone in hospital because of the mitzvah of bikur chaylim? What's he mekayim? Just the mitzvah d'rabbanon of bikur chaylim, and not the d'araisa of ahavta l'rayecha kamecha, and not the d'araisa of ahavta l'rayecha, because it's toler in your kavana. Right? There's a famous story with Rav Huttner. Famous story with Rav Huttner was very ill towards the end of his life. And a Talmud came in to visit him. And he said to the Talmud, why have you come to visit me? Talmud says, thought he's saying the right thing, because there's a mitzvah of bikur chaylim. Says Rav Huttner said to him, I'm not your chesed shel mitzvah, I'm not your esra, get out. Shas. I'm not, what pshat? What was he trying to teach the Talmud? The thing he was trying to teach the Talmud exactly this. You don't go and visit the sick because there's a mitzvah to visit the sick. No, he's not a lulav, he's picking up from the shaykin, right? He's not my chesed shel mitzvah. The Torah is either machayev me to have an attitude of compassion towards this person, or the Torah is machayev me to work on myself and kick on my ministry, more like a revenge shalom, and therefore care about this person. One thing's for sure, if I'm just going to do it to discharge my religious obligation, so to speak, then I'm missing out on the Daraisa and just being machayev the takon of Chazal of Nechum Aveilim of the Kacholim. It's a very important point that with these mitzvahs, it's somewhat like the kavana is the ikkar and somewhat not the maisa. Of course, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah without the maisa, but it's really dependent on your kavana when you do it. Now, pardon? Enochanami, but still, in terms of what he's mekayim right now, yeah, listen, certainly better than nothing. Certainly, the mitzvah of Drabon is not a small thing, but chaval to miss out on the daraisa for the Drabon, I mean. Now let's just finish off by the limitations. Unfortunately, we don't have time to give you all this opportunity. The famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, number 12. Walking in the desert, they've got one flask. If they both drink from it, they'll both die. If one of them will drink from it, it'll get to the Yishas, it'll survive. Darash ben Patera, they should both die. They should both drink it and both die. Why should I? Right? You shouldn't see your friend die as a result of what you've done. It's interesting, Lashon. He was dashing this way until Rabbi Akiva came along and said, "Zechei achicha imach, and your brother shall live with you. Chayecha kodim lechay chavecha. Your life comes first," which fits very nice into Ramban, who says you can't properly be makayim v'hafterecha kamocha as we thought it was, because your life comes first. You've got to drink the water and get to the yeshu because it's yours. Now there's a big discussion as to whether the Ramban and others are paskin this Rabbi Akiva. The Pashtus says it's not in the Ramban. Seems to be, and for various complicated reasons, to the Ribbis Ketutso, which we're going to skip out at the moment, that the reason why the Rambam wouldn't bring it. Rav Moshe Feinstein, however, claims that the Rambam does bring it. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, where do we see the Rambam brings this halacha of Akiva? In the Chiyuv of Tzedakah. If you look over at this last page over here, this number 15, Vinei HaRambam Perek Zayin Matnas Aniyim says the mitzvah to give Tzedakah is in Yad Hanosin Masagas. You give tzedakah if you can afford it, says Rav Moshe. Mashmei for tnai mechiyav mitzvah. When a person's chiyav tzedakah depends on his assets, it's not pshat. If he himself is an oni and can't give tzedakah, he's an onus, as if he hasn't got tefillin, hasn't got shofar, he hasn't got the money. No, he was never chayav in tzedakah. The Rambam is mashmei for tnai in the mitzvah. If you can't afford it, you really can't afford it. It's not just think you can't afford it, but if you really can't afford it. It's not that you're honest and therefore potter, it's not a chiyuv. Because it's a tnai in the chiyuv and it's the why. What on earth could there be the makar for this? Says Rav Moshe, Chayecha Kodim, Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Now, how that plays out, lahalacha lamaisa. Let's have a look at this last makar. This is the Yad Katana, which is brought by the Chofetz Chaim and Avos Chesed. He gives the definitions that we've seen before. I just want one little line from here. If you see five lines down, middle of line, aval. Kol hachiyav shel zeis hamitzvah hu ba'ofen shel yagia bo nezek la'ahuv mitzvah zeis ha'ava. All the things that you've got to do as a result of ha'haftarach ha'kamocha are only on condition that you are not going to lose out and cause yourself damage as a result of that love. Shlo yitzarech la'aniach melachto mitzvah yatiyos melachos chaveru. You didn't have to leave your own job in order to go to be mefaneh somebody else. Of course you have to help other people. That doesn't mean you should give up your job and go and run, you know, go and stop someone else's shop. Of course not. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva has come along and said, your life comes first. But you don't even have to love him in theory as you love yourself. You don't even have to go out and work as hard for somebody else as you do for yourself. Because that's co-counterintuitive. Aval ella. You've got to love him as much as you can, even if you've got more than him, and you shouldn't have chitza kina beliver al that. You've got to love him and hope that he will have all the goodness just like you have it as well. Finishes off, it's a negative mitzvah really. The Haftarach HaKamecha in the way of the Mekiyam HaMitzvah is a negative mitzvah. The Shlom HaKaveh Kol HaRav HaNezek VaHakinah, that you shouldn't do any harm to him. The Kach Omer HaKamecha Perish Leis HaMitzvah Kol HaShal Dava Da'alach sani lechavrach le'savit. So we see something very interesting. Bahafdiracha kamercha is machavach, a mindset of wanting to do the best for everybody, and it's machavach le'savit of not hurting him or causing pain to a person. And the limit of bahafdiracha kamercha is that you should not lose out as a result of it. For sure.